Hi, it's another one for the Future Show. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined today once again by my trusty sidekicks on this show to talk all things Academy and Liverpool's future. John Gibbons from the Anfer app and Neil Jones from goal.com. It's the day after transfer deadline day, so I thought rather than talking about how depressed we all are off the back of the FA Youth Cup defeat to Chelsea and the heartbreak of that, I'm sure you can sort of work through that yourselves. We're going to talk a little bit about Liverpool's future and the next generation of this Liverpool squad and what that looks like, and particularly off the back of the sort of potential Fabio Carvalho signing, what that means for Liverpool's future, what it says about the business the club are doing at the moment, and looking a bit at the business they've done in recent times as well. Because Neil, it's interesting with the Fabio Carvalho stuff, really, in terms of it's seen from an outside perspective to be a strategic change for Liverpool, almost that they are looking towards the future and looking to sign lads of that sort of age. And while that may be true, it probably neglects the fact that for a couple of summers now, the club have been making signings at academy level, which are sort of signings for the future, and not necessarily, you know, to go straight into the first team picture, but the kind of things that Liverpool know, or the kind of moves that Liverpool know, could benefit them down the line.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we should say Fabio Carvalho was an academy sign, and he wasn't going to go, and he would never have, I would imagine, played an under-23s game for Liverpool. Yeah. You're going to pay £8 to £10 million for him. You're not really going to, you're not going to drop him off and leave him the other end of Kirby. He was a first team signing. They were going to let him obviously have effectively a 4-month loan in familiar surroundings, but yeah, they've made some signings at first team and academy level. If you think Konate would be an example, Harvey Elliott would be an example, but then you look a bit lower than that. They obviously got filled the boots a little bit before the Brexit changes come in, with people like Bacetic and Pitaluga, and obviously before that Billy Kometio. So they're always making signings at all levels, really. I think there's probably two tiers of it. There's always the ones, the ready-made, if you like, and Luis Diaz would fit into that. 25 and entering, or he should be entering the peak of his career. And then you've got players below that. So I think there's a lot of good young players at Liverpool at all levels, really. But I think there's probably where you would say maybe there was a gap is where the between sort of 19 to 25, I would suggest, and they've taken a few steps to fix that with Konate. Now, obviously, if they can get it over the line at some point, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's in July or whenever, with Carvalho, that would help that cause.